Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Tuesday, the 20th of August 2024. Today's topic is the power of praise. Our text today is taken from Acts chapter 16 verses 16 through 26. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out the same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas, and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers, and brought them to the magistrates, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs, which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans." Verse 22. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes, and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison, and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed, and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Key verse: Acts chapter 16 verse 25. "All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you." Paul and Silas had been falsely accused, beaten unjustly, and locked up in the prison for casting out the demon in a young lady. She had been using soothsaying as a money-making business for her master. When her master discovered that their deception and means of livelihood was over, he encouraged the multitude to beat up Paul and Silas. Then, with the authority of the magistrate, they were locked up in the prison. At midnight, in spite of their weakness and bodily injuries, Paul and Silas chose to pray and sing praise the Lord. God intervened and delivered them. Midnight represents the hour of need, loneliness, and despair. At such a time, even though it may be difficult to praise God, still do so, as it moves the hand of God to do something new and extraordinary. Prayer for today. Lord, give me a heart that praises you all the time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading: 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 21 to 23. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app, or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.